Ariana Grande slams Trump White House use of her music to promote ICE deportations, barbaric, inhumane, heinous nonsense. By Simon Kent on June 12, 2026. The White House used Ariana Grande's song Bye in a video showing ICE agents arresting illegal aliens, and the left-wing pop star is not happy about it. To say the very least. The Grammy Award-winning singer reacted to a TikTok reel from Monday that depicts border agents placing illegals in handcuffs, with Grande's 2024 hit Bye as a soundtrack. It is captioned, "Bye-bye. President Trump has delivered the most secure border in history." Grande's immediate response was to tell the Trump administration to cease and desist. "Please do not ever use my music in relation to this barbaric, inhumane, heinous nonsense." FCK eyes, she huffed in her comment, Reuters reports. A spokesperson for Grande confirmed to Variety the comment was made, but for some reason it's not publicly visible on the post. The sound was stripped from the clip shortly after Ariana Grande unleashed her political spray, as is her increasing custom. In the past, she supported Kamala Harris for president and performed for former President Barack Obama at the White House in 2014. In a statement shared with Variety, a happily unrepentant White House spokeswoman Abigail Jackson wrote, "We'll say this one last time, what's actually barbaric, inhumane, and heinous are the criminal illegal aliens who have injured and murdered innocent American citizens." The White House video comes after President Donald Trump signed a bill into law approving more than $70 billion in funding for immigration agencies for the remaining 2.5 years of his presidential term. The Wicked actress joins a growing list of sensitive artists who have demanded Trump's team do not use their music to promote the president's policy agenda. Last year, Sabrina Carpenter wrote, "Do not ever involve me or my music to benefit your inhumane agenda," after a White House clip used part of her 2024 song Juno in a compilation showing ICE operations. ABBA, Celine Dion and Beyoncé were among those demanding Trump's campaign not use their music during his successful re-election bid in 2024, including at campaign rallies. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.